Hello, everyone. Welcome to the A Train to Sedona broadcast. I'm Linda Marsanico. The A Train to Sedona is also the name of a memoir I wrote to share my my failures, my successes, to inspire your journey so that it will be more clear and powerful. You can download a signed copy of my book on my website at lindamarsanico.com and buy the book page. Or an unsigned copy at Amazon, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and other bookstores. I have a free gift for you. I call it the Cheat Sheet for High Vibration Living, a series of 7 exercises designed to have your energy be vibrant and in the present moment. I'm highlighting this week the affirmation or mantra. An affirmation or mantra is a word or a phrase that allows the mind to be focused. I love the I am. I can say I am loved, I am kind, and that energy follows me. And when I say the phrase I am, I get an electromagnetic charge. You can download a copy of the Cheat Sheet for High Vibration Living on my website at lindamarsanico.com. I have 2 disclaimers. One, this broadcast does not establish a professional relationship, and 2, that the opinions expressed here do not necessarily represent talkradio.New York City. Today, my guest is Natalie Namaste. Natalie Namaste is a globally recognized intuitive healer, Reiki master teacher, and channeler with over 24 years' experience. Natalie's journey is an inspiration as she stepped into her power at a very young age and has been supporting thousands around the world. She channels angels and guides, transforming lives through empowerment and awakening. Her clientele includes celebrities, royalty, and even the skeptics. She is a teacher of humanity's team, as well as a key speaker in well-known summits, podcasts, and her very own popular YouTube community. Welcome to the show, Natalie.
Oh, thank you for such a warm welcome. It is such an honor and a blessing to be here.
Well, I am so very pleased to have you here as well. My first question is, what are the influences from your past that bring you to where you are today?
Wow, what a deep question, because the first thing that comes into my heart is that every single thing, every single piece of the past has made me what and who I am showing up in every moment, in this moment. And so some key parts of my life have been just remembering at a very, very young age. So when I was about 5 or 6 years old, I remember sitting in the back of my mom's car, looking out the window, looking at the trees, the people, the buildings, all the things. And I asked the question, if there isn't all of this, what is there? And then, poof, I was in dark and light at the same time. I felt held in a cocoon of love. There was nothing and everything there. It's such a profound experience at such a young age. And I just knew, like, that's the truth. That experience, that feeling, that knowing, that is what I am. And all the rest of this, well, this is where I get to be Natalie and get to have an experience, have a human experience. And so my life has been very, very deep. I feel like growing up, I was talking to the angels. I could see people's auras. I can see colors. I can feel what other people feel and know what they're going through. And so I would talk to my mom and my dad a bit about it and kind of get their support. And especially with my mom, she would sit, and I remember that we'd pray at the end of every day, and that would help create this deeper connection. My dad would really just love and accept me as I am, which, you know, when you're loved and accepted, you can grow with what comes naturally. And so by the age of 18, I found a teacher and I started training as an holistic healer and really developed my gifts. And also from a young age, I get this like current of white light or like pure, pure high frequency light that comes through me. And I remember saying to my parents, this can heal people. Like I can send this and this can heal plants, animals, like the earth, people. This is special. And so that light is what you can feel when we're together now.
And I am amazed by your energy. I feel such a connection with you, Natalie. When you had that very empowering experience with light and dark at the same time, did you right away begin to see angels and auras? Did your powers just begin from that point on?
I just want to feel into this. No, I was connecting with the angels before that. So also my mom did mention to me that when I was in the cot, I'd be lying there or I'd stand up and I'd just be talking in baby talk, my own language, to in what she understood was beings around me. And actually, my birth, my mom, my parents weren't planning to have another child. So my mom was on the loop and she started to bleed. And so she had many people praying said that I could live and that everything could be okay. And so with all of that, like, support and that light, intentions and prayer, I was born really healthy and very, very connected to the angels. So that connection was like from, I mean, I just feel it's never gone.
You always remember being connected to the angels. How beautiful, Natalie.
Yes, it's deep.
Yes. Now, you mentioned that you were born in South Africa. And then you made your way to Nicaragua, where you have your practice and you live with your husband in a hotel where you will do events, et cetera, but that your healing work has just taken off so that you have little time to use the hotel.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's just amazing. About 6 years ago, I was really busy, like doing in-person sessions and teaching. I would teach yoga and I would teach courses and workshops and one-on-one sessions, all in person. And then, you know, the pandemic happened and I got told by the angels, Natalie, go and lie in a hammock for a week because after that week, you're going to be very busy. And so I was like, okay, I'll take that. And I went and I lay in the hammock and I feel like on the fifth day, I remember in the morning writing to my sister-in-law, who lives also in Nicaragua, we're really close. And I messaged her and I said, I don't think I'm going to be busy. Like, I don't think I want to go online. I'm so happy enjoying this. By the evening, something happened, you know, like this arising from inside where you get like this bubbling, inspired feeling came through my heart. And I was like, oh, I just want to let people know that I'm available for sessions online. And I just sent a message into a few groups and people who've already worked with me in person. And just like that, people started booking sessions with me. And from there, it just grew. I started teaching. I teach Reiki, which is the universal energy, so that people can be empowered to heal themselves and connect with, have a direct connection with Source. And it's just grown, like to the point now where I'm just like looking to hire more people in my team so that I can be supported, so that I can really just focus on things like this. I love like having conversations like this and my one-on-one sessions and the group sessions. And yeah, it's just all unfolding without any pushing. It's such, I always knew this actually from a very young age. I was already saying to my friends and my family, oh, I'm on earth to heal and to help and teach people and help them to tap into the and to remember the light that they are. And so here it's happening. I feel like I can float in the river of life and it's beautiful.
You are an inspiration, Natalie.
It's taken work. It's you know, it's taken also great awareness, because I can tell you I have noticed blockages like in the lower mind, some people call it the ego, I call it the lower mind, and that voice that we hear most of the time in our mind, it contracts us. And I observed it. I sat with it and I was like, every time there's a contraction, it happens in the solar plexus area and it's based off fear. And that frequency of fear blocks me from my next experience. And so I've really become vigilant and aware of any self-doubt and negative self-talk and judgments and criticisms in my own field, and then sat with it and like loved it, like brought love to it so that it could heal. And I've noticed that every time I've released something, like I've also gone through great sadness and depression. And once I allowed myself to sit with the sadness, I 100% healed it. So I've learned that not to resist anything and to sit with what is arising and dissolve it through the awareness and the light that I am. And that's what's helped me to get here where I can like really now enjoy life.
Well, thank you for that. Because as I was sharing with you before the broadcast, there was something I'm wanting to remove as a block, something I'm wanting to manifest. So it's very helpful because being loving and compassionate takes a lot of work. It's constantly looking within, asking questions, letting go, grieving where necessary. It's we're the movers and the shakers because we're leading the way for inspiration, for learning. We're constantly learning and growing.
So, exactly. Yes. Yeah. And at the same time, we're also unlearning. We're unlearning all those programs and conditionings from, you know, society or our culture or parents and schooling. We're unlearning the things that we're not. We're letting go of that which we're not so we can be what we really are.
And we're very powerful.
Oh,
it's
yes.
It's amazing how powerful we are. And one of my favorite entities is Merlin, who says, use your magic wand well. And by the magic wand, he means intention. And
exactly.
For the broadcast, you were talking about feelings. So we bring intention and feeling and emotion, and we communicate it out to the universe. So it's quite powerful. We are, as you said before, we need to remember.
Yes. Exactly. So it's about undoing the programming of the lower mind and the stories that it tells us that blocks us from the infinite consciousness, the light that we truly are. And as we let go of all that, we remember who we are. And from that vibration, we're such high frequency beings. We can magnetize in so much joy and beauty into our life. And then we can use the mind. We can use the lower mind to manifest, to like direct attention and light into what we want to experience next in our life. That's with the Merlin's magic wand.
I love that wand. Let's see now. We're a minute before break. So let me just ask you, do you meditate often?
I actually find that meditation has become a way of life. I know people often say this, but it's true. It's like meditation is awareness, and I'm able to maintain more awareness in the present moment, noticing what my mind and what I feel and what the character Natalie is doing and experiencing. So it's become a way of life. And yes, I do still do sitting meditation, but less so, less controlled and structured, more when I feel inspired.
Yes, yes. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'd like to ask you about the role of spirituality in your life.
Wonderful.
So listeners, come back and we'll hear what Natalie has to say about that.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a purpose-driven individual looking for deeper healing, clarity, and growth? Welcome to the Expansion Room, a transformative space for purpose-driven individuals. I'm Siobhan Larice, host, licensed therapist, and coach. Join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the A-Train to Sedona. I'm Linda Marsanico with my guest, Natalie Namaste. So, Natalie, would you share your ideas about the role of spirituality in your life?
Yes. Spirituality for me is our true nature, that it's not that we need to become or like find or seek or push to be spiritual, but rather that we can melt back into the present moment and know that we are already in the fullness here in the present moment. We are spiritual. It is our true nature, and we've forgotten it. You know, that's part of the fun, is that we were born and we have like this veil of forgetfulness, which is the mind that takes us to all different directions, and then at some point we remember that we are these spiritual beings. And so for me, it's about, and you know, some days my mind can also be a bit busy, and then I catch it and I go, oh, that's busy. Let's just come back to the present moment, and I ask myself, where are you right now, Natalie? Come back into the room. Come back into the present. And I feel like that's one of the strongest practices I have, because something happens when I do that. I feel all my energy coming back into my body. And I feel like, whoa, I'm here. I'm having this experience, and it's a miracle. And then I feel like life is a miracle, and everything's a synchronicity, even like the uncomfortable things and the challenges. I know deep down inside that's part of my growth. That's part of what I'm here to do and how I'm here to learn. So my spirituality feels really like an awareness and a way of life. And it feels like it's the base of everything else. It's the energy that's holding everything all together.
Beautifully stated. It is really that which holds everything together. I think of the spirit holding the body together.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for that. Now, you channel angels, Natalie. Can you share a bit about your angel connection?
Yes. So I can hear them as messages that come through my own mind. I can hear frequency changes in the room. So when I'm working, for example, with a one-on-one client, all of a sudden I'll hear like a frequency, it'll go higher in the space, and I'll know that an angel's come in. And then I'll know, oh, well, it's their angel. What does their angel have? What messages does their angel have? Or I work with 120 angels, and they really make the frequency go high. So I'll hear that. So that's hearing. And then I feel. So I can feel what other people are feeling. I can feel it as like if someone's in physical pain, like, or they've got a blocked energy center, I can feel that in my own body. And then I can feel the angels. So I can feel the frequency in the cells of my body going higher and lighter. It kind of feels like pins and needles and goosebumps, like tingles and chills running through my body. And then sometimes I feel like I've got lightning bolts coming through my brain. Yeah. And so it's really a sensory experience. And then I see. So I see with my eyes open. Like at night, I'll be lying in my bed and then I'll see just flashes of light, sparkles, vibration, energy moving, and I'll know it's the angels. And then in the day, like around people, I'll see a spark of light, and it can be sometimes a different color, and then I'll know which angel that is because of which color and frequency they work with. And then I also see with my eyes closed. So I can close my eyes and I'll get like detailed images or colors or patterns, and that'll be them communicating and letting me know what it is they want to share. And then the other part is that I just move out of the way. I empty out completely to be a pure, clear channel. And I allow, and I just give the space for the angels to speak through me. And that's always so beautiful because the frequency goes so high. Everyone feels it. And the messages are so loving and so profound. Like you not just integrate the messages as words, but something happens energetically inside of you. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, it sounds absolutely beautiful. You're radiating from all different aspects of yourself. All your sensories are percolating for you to know, feel, share, and empty out. It's how can others connect with angels?
So there's a few ways I'm going to share. What's coming through now is that writing. So to write on a piece of paper, hello, my guardian angel, or hello, my angelic team, what message do you have for me today? And then just allow whatever comes through and write. Now, what the angels share is always very supportive, loving, and kind. So if you find that you're writing something that's like more harder and judgmental, you're needing to first release some clutter. Yeah. Clutter of the lower mind, maybe some emotions you've had trapped and you haven't been able to release. And that's good too. So just allow. And so it's like a big ball. On the circumference of the ball is your personality, is how you show up in the world. And then you, as you drop through it, you'll drop into the state of the mind, what the mind thinks, what the mind believes, thought patterns that happen regularly and others. You might have aha inspiration that even comes into this. And then you drop deeper to the level of emotions. And this is where we feel our way through life, and we have all sorts of emotions, and they have like a polarity. So deep sadness will come with its polar expression of absolute joy, and they'll both exist in the field, and whichever one you're focused on is the one in which you're currently learning through. So you might find as you're writing, then you write about your emotional state and how you're experiencing life through your perception and emotions. And then you drop deeper. And here you get to a state of vulnerability because it's the unknown. There's spaciousness here, it's empty. And in this place, it's where you actually drop even deeper to the very center of the ball, which is your core, which is your soul. And here, from that space, you start to access the wisdom of your higher self, messages from your soul, because we are multidimensional beings. And then you can expand even further and deeper into that spaciousness and connect with guides and your angels. And so If you are writing out and you're not immediately connecting with the angels, then you're still doing really good work. You're doing releasing of the layers, which will take you into that deep core of being able to access your angels. And then they will write to you and through you, and you will receive messages. And often when you reread those messages, you're just like, wow, that's incredible. You get guidance about the next steps in your life. You get support and you get reminded. The angels love reminding us of how special we are and what a miracle it is for us to have a human experience, and that we are souls and that we are not alone, that we are deeply supported, and that there is so much light around us, and we are that light. And so it's those kind of messages that come through. And then that's one way. One way is writing. And then another way is by asking your angelic team. You can say in your mind, or you can say out loud, can you send me some signs so that I know you're near? And then you need to pay attention. You need to just bring awareness into the present moment and pay attention, because the angels bring through signs as feathers when you're walking on a path. And when you look at your clock or the phone, you'll see numbers in a sequence. Like some people see like 1, 2, 3, 4, and that's telling you you're on the right path. Keep going. Or you might see 11:11, which is a reminder that you are tapping into the oneness. And all sorts of numbers. Actually, one day I woke up at 5:55 a.m. and I was like, whoa, this means something. And so I sat and I channeled so many numbers, and I put them on my Instagram under a highlight called numbers, so that people can access this, because these are messages. And there's so many ways that, you know, there's the next song that you hear is a message from the angels, or it might be that the next thing that someone says to you is a message from the angels. So there are miracles, and I'd call them micro miracles, because we get so used to them, we kind of think it's normal life, but they're happening all of the time. And when we start to pay attention to these micro miracles, like for example, you get a feeling, oh, I need to phone so-and-so. And then you pick up your phone and that person phones you. It's like that. When you start to really notice it, then you start to receive and all the messages from the angels. And that's when you realize how close they are to us and how they're always sending messages.
That's such a wonderful two-sided exercise that you shared. I want to go back to the part where you're writing to the angels, what message do you have for me today? And at a certain point, you said there's joy and sadness. Can you choose? Is it best to choose one versus the other?
It's best to allow what is happening inside of you, because if you try to control it, that means you're feeding your awareness, your energy, to your lower mind. And the lower mind functions from pre-programming and fear. Mm-hmm. And we can retrain, rewire, and undo the lower mind. So, but instead of trying to control, rather allow, because allowing is the vibration where consciousness and your soul then are fully embodied. So when you notice, oh, okay, it's actually sadness that I'm feeling more stronger right now, then you ask yourself, where in my body do I feel the sadness?
Yes.
And your soul knows the answer. You know yourself better than anyone else. Mm-hmm. So you can just say, hands, go to the area in my body where I'm feeling the sadness, and your hands will go there. And then you bring awareness into that area, and you just breathe and you just be, and you allow the sadness, because all emotion is energy in motion. It's just energy. And when we allow it to be, it will bubble up to the surface and release from us. Mm. And when we release great sadness, it's like we go through a portal. And at the other end of the portal is that joy. So by allowing ourselves to go through it, we then get to that joy in a natural way rather than a controlled way.
Thank you so much for that response. We are getting ready for a break now. And when we come back, there's a question. If someone wants to heal themselves from a past trauma, what supportive tools can you offer them to support their own healing? But We'll take the break, and listeners, come back to hear Natalie's response to this.
On Frank About Health, we're not just talking healthcare. We're managing disruption and innovation. Over the last 4 years, I've taken you from epilepsy and COVID to mental health, caregiving, and now the front lines of healthcare transformation. Stay tuned for a healthier future as we bring on the innovators, professionals, storytellers, and advocates who show you how to own your healthcare every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Ready to serve up success with a splash? Hi, I'm Bruce Kramer, a.k.a. the Corporate Cockroach.
I'm the Renaissance Woman, Angie Snowball.
And I'm your strategy doctor, Dr. Navtej Dasanjh, inviting you to serving up success with a splash.
Join us as we shake things up with real talk and real strategies centered around awareness, action, and accountability.
And yes, there really is a cocktail involved. Please join us and sip your way to success.
Serving up success with a splash, where wisdom meets happy hours. Cheers!
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 You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the A Train to Sedona broadcast. I'm Linda Marsanico with my guest, Natalie Namaste. So, Natalie, if someone wants to heal themselves from past trauma or experience, what supportive tools can you offer them to support their own healing?
This is deep, and trauma can be so uncomfortable. What is uncomfortable? It's the emotion around it. It's, you know, replaying the memory and then feeling that emotion again and again. And so what happens is that the mind can loop and the emotions can loop. And the way to deeply resolve that so that the loop doesn't occur anymore is by giving yourself permission to fully embrace that pain, that discomfort, to fully embrace that story of the past, mm-hmm. and give, and in that giving of permission, how that looks and feels is you might want to write about it and to let it all out so that it's not in the energy field of the mind, but rather that it gets written onto paper, and then you could burn that paper or you could put that paper under some water to cleanse, and it will dissolve all the words. Yeah, and then also to actually just love yourself enough to give yourself the space to process it. Because why the mind loops and the emotion loops is because you haven't processed it. And the mind is saying to you, hey, there's something that's uncomfortable that we're storing in the body that we need to process. We need to give space for this to be healed. And so hugging yourself, like wrapping your arms around yourself, maybe lying in fetus position and saying, I love you. I love you so much that I'm going to let you fully face this pain and let it go. Mm-hmm. And so it's not that you are like staying in a victim mode and attaching to it. It's very different. It's that you're dedicating an hour or two or half a day, but you like full dedication to loving yourself so that pain can be released from your system. And when the mind is actually listened to, because it's like a little child, it's like, hey, pay me attention. When you actually paid attention, you say, okay, mind, okay, emotions, I understand. We've got trauma. Let's go through it. And you cry. Crying is the most greatest alchemy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's taking deep emotion that's in the sacral, in the belly, and it converts it into water and salt that's coming out of the eyes. I mean, that's a miracle in itself.
Yes.
Yeah. And then sweating. It's the same. It's that release of the emotions. And so just giving yourself the space to cry, to sound, make sound, get it out so that it's not looping inside of you. Whatever you need, cry, shake, sound, move it out, release it out. And then once it moves out, you are no longer carrying that heavy baggage and you feel so much lighter. So the major trauma will be released. And then what can happen is it's like when you have an earthquake, you have aftershocks. So what can happen is you can have, the angels call it residue. So, and I see it in many of us and I've observed it in myself, you'll have residue, but there'll be much smaller aftershocks of memory and emotion. And so you've done the major work. So with the aftershocks, you just have to remain very present and aware and observe it and give yourself the space for the aftershock to move. Now, everything is impermanent here in the 3D. Every emotion is a wave. It's a frequency wave. Every thought is a frequency wave and it's always moving. What happens is we attach to it and we believe the story and then we make the story stay longer and we can't let go. And then that becomes part of our identity. But when we know that everything moves and flows and if we allow it, like it, for example, if you've got an inner sky, the inner sky is your mind and your emotions and you are the awareness. You're the backdrop. You're the energy that makes the sky real. And so you watch the clouds coming past. And you know that those clouds are going to pass and you allow the clouds to be there. So you're not resisting or trying to push them away. You're watching them. You're holding space for them. And you notice that they change pattern and they dissolve. That's what happens when you bring awareness to any trauma. The awareness, the light of you, of consciousness, dissolves those patterns. So they'll dissolve all the residue patterns. And sometimes it can take years to be 100% cleared of a deep trauma. So remember, it's taken years for that trauma to become a part of you. So it's going to take a bit of time for it to dissolve. Be patient, but also don't hold on to that story. Because sometimes a trauma can be healed in an instant. If you are ready for the healing, it can be spontaneous and immediate.
Thank you so much for that, Natalie. Now, you are also a teacher of Humanity's Team. Could you tell us about that?
Yes. Oh, Humanity's Team is such a beautiful channel where you can sign up for like a monthly membership and then you... You just have access to many teachers. And so I'm one of the teachers on the channel and I teach about manifesting from within. So that is, it's really about finding what your soul desires to experience next in life and then noticing what's blocking you from achieving it, dissolving those blocks, going into a higher frequency. And then, yeah, experiencing those manifestations and like actually reprogramming the mind. And like when you spend money, then you think, okay, as I spend this amount, I'm going to triple it or times it by 7. And that's the amount coming back to me. So you actually start to expand your mind into the mind is what's creating your experience. So when you expand the mind, you raise your frequency and you attract in abundance. And actually, I have a free workshop on this on my website. So people can go and receive that as well.
Since you bring that up now, would you just elaborate a bit on the free gift?
Yeah. So there's two free gifts on my website. My website's natalienamaste.com. And on the homepage, you'll see it's a meditation that is to raise your frequency and to release blockages, help you to connect to your soul, and also create healthy boundaries so that you feel protected and safe. Yeah, that's the free gift that I'm offering everyone who's listening in today here. And then an extra one, if you go to my website, you can have a look under healing, or I think it's called free webinar, and you can see that's the one on manifesting from within.
And so would you spell your website out so that...
Yeah, sure. NATALIENAMASTE NatalieNamaste.com.
Well, thank you so much for that. Is there anything more? We have another segment after this in which you're going to do a demonstration of Reiki, a channeled Reiki. But before we go there, is there anything, I'm wondering what else you might want to share about the angels and about healing, about Reiki itself?
Yes. So what Reiki is, Rei is universal and Ki is energy. And I teach courses on Reiki so that you can, you get attuned, meaning these sacred symbols that have been passed through for generations in the lineage, open you up so that you can be open to channel more light. And you can do this for yourself, so for your own healing. And some people like to then be able to offer healing for other people, for animals, for Mother Earth. And so this is Reiki, and it's really powerful. And also what happened to me in 2007 is that I had a near-death experience, and I got cerebral malaria, the type that affects the brain. There's five different types of malaria, and I got the one that kills. And when, yeah, I know. And so it was like 2.5 weeks in hospital and in and out of my body. And I spent time with the angels learning how to heal the body. Now, my organs were packing up, like I was dying. And so the angel showed me how when we can focus light, focus attention and light, which is what Reiki is, into the body, we can heal the body. And they also taught me during my NDE about different colors and the different frequencies. And I teach that in my Holistic Healer course. Mm-hmm. So that we can heal ourselves. So the powerful message that I got from my NDE was, one, I am an angel on earth, and I'm here to help people remember that they have their own angels and that they can connect with the angels. And two, that where we focus our energy, we send extreme amount of light to that space and place. And with that light, we can heal. And because the healing journey can sometimes be very deep and long, but sometimes it can be instant and powerful. And I managed to fully recover all organs, everything, my brain as well, which I'd actually gone insane. I'd lost my mind, like during that time, my brain wasn't functioning. And so I fully healed, and I walked out of that hospital after all those weeks and went to Thailand, where I then trained in like an angel course with Diana Cooper. And I had a lady come up to me in Thailand, and she said, "Natalie, can I see your back?" And she was speaking Thai, so we had a friend translate for us. She looked at my back. I've got freckles and moles. And she looked at the markings and the energy, and she said, "You're an angel on earth." And so, yeah.
I do believe it.
So I bring this angelic energy to everyone today.
Is it possible to heal nerve pain with Reiki?
I'm getting a strong yes coming through. Now, it all depends on the person. Like, you know, when we spoke about in the beginning, when you introduced me, that I attract skeptics as well. It's because I don't push spirituality on people. I actually can work with the mind. And so I'll meet a person exactly where they're at. And so the healing takes place based on where a person's at. Now, a person with nerve damage might have have been running their nervous system on a certain frequency for so long, maybe fight or flight and worry and anxiety has been running in the system. So it's going to take some time and some sessions and some personal everyday work in order to rewire the nervous system and release those. Like when a thought becomes, goes on repeat, connected to an emotional chemical reaction, it becomes a habit.
Yes.
And so we become habitual. And so then we have to like unravel the habit from the root of it. And I have this ability to feel what the root is. So like, for example, if someone when they were younger were abused, or if there was a past life where they had a traumatic experience, or it's ancestral energy they're carrying, we can release the root, which then makes the healing speed up.
Thank you so much. Now, we are ready for a break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Natalie to channel a Reiki session. So you don't want to miss that.
Misalignment within your sales team or with the client stalls deals and creates unnecessary friction for you and the client, resulting in up to 37% lower win rate. If you're in pre-sales, sales, sales management, or sales enablement, and you'd like to increase revenues, win rate, margins, client satisfaction, and stay competitive, this show is for you. Hi, I'm Art Fromm, host of the Making Seamless Sales Show. Please join me live Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Linda Marsanico. The A-Train to Sedona is a memoir about my journey to love and compassion. It's also the name of my new broadcast on Wednesdays at 12 noon. When we are spiritual, we embrace possibilities and ideas, which strengthen our mind, body, spirit, health, and wisdom. On the A-Train to Sedona broadcast, I plan to interview guests who embrace these expansive practices. Join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon on Talk Radio New York City.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the A-Train to Sedona broadcast. I'm Linda Marsanico with my guest, Natalie Namaste. Natalie, will you treat our listeners and me to a channeled Reiki meditation?
Absolutely. So, everyone, you are now going to experience something very deep and energetic. You could have physical healing. You could see things and feel things. So just staying open, and you can get really comfortable now and close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, become aware of your breath. Your breath is your link into the sacred present moment where all energy and light is. Take a deep breath in. As you breathe in, you are filling your whole body with light. And as you breathe out, send the breath down your body, down your feet, down your energy roots that move from the soles of your feet into the very center of the earth, anchoring you into the present moment. And you are absorbing the wonderful energies from Mother Earth, breathing in the light of the universe. You are breathing in through your nose, and you are also breathing in through your skin. Every single cell in your body is increasing with light and vibration. And every breath out, you are breathing down, connecting to the heart of Mother Earth, feeling nurtured, feeling supported, held, and loved by Mother Earth, the mother of all mothers. She loves you, and she is supporting you now. Breathing in the light, maybe you start to feel something energetically inside as you breathe the light into every cell. And breathing out, down, connecting, being deeply present. You are here in this sacred moment. You can feel the light of your soul. You are this beautiful soul, here embodied. And I am now channeling Reiki to you. Just pay attention to what you feel, what you see, what you receive. As this divine Reiki light is coming in, notice what you sense through your senses. Maybe you see color or a pattern or light through your closed eyes. Maybe you feel deeply. Maybe you smell or taste or hear frequency. Take a deep breath in, a wave of white light coming down from above, washing and cleansing your whole aura. Feeling cleansed and light you have received so deeply. And I place you in a blue bubble of protection. That you feel protected and held and supported by the earth, by the universe, and your special blue bubble of light. Slowly, gently, you can start to come back. Breathing in and out and stretching your toes. Stretching your fingers. And then when you are ready, you can gently flutter your eyelids open. Coming back. Coming back. Coming back into the space. And just take a moment to notice how you're feeling.
I feel a lot of vibration, energetic, very high vibration. While I was meditating, I had the sense of pink. When you brought in the blue, I had the sense of blue as well. And I think there's somebody on the chat I want to acknowledge if someone has. So someone is asking, is it normal to have tears running down their face?
Yes.
Yes.
This is such high frequency light. It's the truth of your soul. And so when the tears come, it's tears because you're feeling yourself, and it's like you're coming home while you're in your body, and it's an expansion of love. I often cry these tears of love. And thank you for sharing. Thank you for writing in. And oh, thank you for being open to receive and feel so deeply.
It touches us deeply. And if something is ready to be experienced, the tears could be a result of that.
Exactly.
Truth that that experience in reaching the soul is a very powerful experience.
Yeah.
We have a few minutes. I'm just wondering, in one minute or two, anything else to say about anything we've talked about today? Some last thoughts to our listeners?
Every single moment of every day is an opportunity to feel the fullness of you, to connect to the truth of you, the real you that's beneath the chatter of the mind and the fluttering of emotions. You are here in the present moment. You've always been here. You've never gone anywhere else. So it's not that you need to try and find you, but rather that come back to this present moment and be with you.
Thank you so much, Natalie. I want to tell our listeners that next week, my guest is Jacinta Lang, who is a healing practitioner and author of 3 books, who on September 3 will be having her own show on talkradio.newyorkcity. So I'm going to be introducing her. It's very exciting to have a new member of the team. So Natalie, I want to say thank you so much for sharing from your heart, from your soul. I feel your energy, and I've had a wonderful experience chatting, communicating, and sharing energy with you today.
Oh, I have loved it so much too. And right now I'm actually vibrating so much energy. My hands have gotten hot. I can feel vibration and I can hear the frequency. And so, yeah, we've created a cocoon of such a healing high frequency space. So I'm sure everyone's received deeply like you have too.
Yes. Again, would you tell people how they can reach you?
Of course. There are 3 places where I am available for you to connect. There is my YouTube community where I channel the angels. I give energy updates. I answer questions. It's Natalie Namaste Healer on YouTube. And then on Instagram, I give like daily tools, how to work with the mind and the emotions, like how to be spirit having a human experience. And that's Natalie Namaste with an underscore at the end. And then the other place is my website, natalienamaste.com. And there's so much for you there. Like go and spend some time and have a read and a feel. And there are lots of resources there.
And your free gifts are there as well.
Exactly.
Well, listeners, I hope you've enjoyed the show as much as I have in meeting Natalie and knowing you can reach out to her as you might wish to. I'm going to say bye for now to everyone.
Bye-bye. Namaste.
Namaste.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be Frank About Health with all of you.
Hi, I'm Linda Marsanico. The A-Train to Sedona is a memoir about my journey to love and compassion. It's also the name of my new broadcast on Wednesdays at 12 noon. When we are spiritual, we embrace possibilities and ideas, which strengthen our mind, body, spirit, health, and wisdom. On the A-Train to Sedona broadcast, I plan to interview guests who embrace these expansive practices. Join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon on Talk Radio New York City.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.